An American man from Linwood, Washington, has now spent more than 9 months imprisoned in North Korea. That's longer than any other American recently held there. The family of Kenneth Bae says their frustration and worries grow as each day passes. The U.S. has called for Bae's immediate release, but North Korean scholar Charles Armstrong explains part of the dilemma for U.S. officials.
Well, they don't want to encourage this kind of behavior from North Korea, obviously. They don't want to be seen as giving in to pressure from the North Korean government. But there is a very strong humanitarian interest in getting an American citizen released, especially one who's been convicted and sentenced to 15 years of hard labor.
Armstrong heads the Center for Korean Research at Columbia University. In recent years, North Korea has freed Americans in prison there only after a visit from a prominent U.S. dignitary. Armstrong suspects that's what the reclusive Asian regime is after. Any diplomacy happening behind the scenes offers little comfort to Bae's family. His parents, sister, children, and wife just want him to come home. KUOW's Liz Jones recently talked with some of Bae's relatives about this struggle to reunite their family.
I'm Terry Chung. I am Kenneth Bae's sister.
Byung-hee Bae. I am his mother.
The two women sit side by side on the couch at Myung-hee Bae's suburban home in Linwood. Family photos hang neatly on the wall behind them. With a smile, Terry remembers some silly times with her older brother when they were kids.
We'd have these just random taekwondo demonstrations on the lawn just because, you know, this was the Karate Kid era, you know, so.
That was in the mid-80s, after their family moved from South Korea to California, then later to the Seattle area. Now, Kenneth and his sister are in their 40s, and life right now is nothing they ever imagined as kids.
You know, for a long time, because of the sensitive nature, we couldn't really talk about it publicly. So I felt like I was leading this double life, starring at some, you know, third-rate spy movie or something. You don't know who to trust, who you should talk to.
At the beginning, I thought there was some misunderstanding. When North Korea arrested him, there's some misunderstanding. If they solve that, they will release him.
Kenneth Bae traveled frequently to North Korea as a tour operator and Christian missionary. He was based in China. But in November, he was arrested, then later convicted of hostile acts against the North Korean government. Details about his alleged crimes are still unclear.
All I know is that my brother is a good man, and he has only the best of intentions and a huge heart to help the people in the nation of North Korea. And, you know, he is religious, and, you know, his religious convictions may have been maybe a little overzealous. And I think that might have been deemed and seen as being hostile against the state.
Every Wednesday, Terry and Myung-hee get together for a weekly phone call with the U.S. State Department. Officials assure them they're actively working back channels. Yet week after week, the situation appears unchanged. Terry says they try to stay hopeful through the dark moments. One of the darkest came in May when CNN aired a video of Kenneth in prison. He's wearing a stained prison uniform, his eyes downcast and tearful.
U.S. citizen Kenneth Bae describes his life in jail.
I mainly work in the farm in this prison. I work from morning to dinner time, 8 hours a day.
He looks so sad and panicked. He's not my son, I remember. He looks totally broken. It's the worst moment of my life.
But my mom is, you know, she's been my rock. And then to hear her break in this just heaving sobs and just gut-wrenching sound, just pure pain and anguish I'll just never forget.
The video shows he's lost a lot of weight. There have since been reports that his health is failing. In recent months, Kenneth's been able to call home 4 times. He's also sent letters. Myung-hee delicately unfolds the most recent letter, postmarked June 22nd. Her son's handwriting in Korean goes on for 2 pages.
사랑하는 엄마에게 어제 보내주신 편지를 받아보았어요.
My beloved mother, thank you for the letter that you sent yesterday. I got it, and I was grateful to receive it. And, you know, don't worry too much about me. I know you were worried about the sunscreen, so when I go outside, I have my hat on, and I have a towel around my neck for working. I'm drinking plenty of water.
For Myung-hee, it's a struggle to write to her son. She says it's tough to report no progress. When words fail, she clips Bible verses and news stories to send to him. In Kenneth's letters home and the video, Terry and Myung-hee both hear a consistent message. He needs help from the U.S. government. For this family, life is on hold until that happens. These days, Myung-hee spends more time alone in prayer or on her laptop scouring Asian news sites. Terry took a leave from her teaching job at a community college. Her job now is to fight for her brother's release.
I believe that the U.S. government wants to see this American home. But when it's your family member, you know, just nothing is enough until he's home.
Recently, speculation surfaced that former President Jimmy Carter would come to Kenneth's rescue. No plans are confirmed. Terry says the longer the situation stretches on, the harder it is to hold on to hope. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.